where the yellow wash and the chocolate-hued plinth pursued one with a peaceable persistency. Staircase and corridor were lighted by two beautiful windows. The corridor took a turn and became dark. If one doubled this cape, one arrived a few paces further on, in front of a door which was all the more mysterious because it was not fastened. If one opened it, one found oneself in a little chamber about 6 feet square, tiled, well scrubbed, clean, cold, and hung with nankin paper with green flowers at 15 sous the roll. A white, dull light fell from a large window, with tiny panes on the left, which usurped the whole width of the room. One gazed about, but saw no one. One listened, one heard neither a footstep nor a human murmur. The walls were bare, the chamber was not furnished, there was not even a chair. One looked again, and beheld on the wall facing the door a quadrangular hole about a foot square, with a grating of interlacing iron bars, black, knotted, solid, which formed squares, I had almost said meshes, of less than an inch and a half in diagonal length. The little green flowers of the nankin paper ran in a calm and orderly manner to those iron bars, without being startled or thrown into confusion by their funereal contact. Supposing that a living being had been so wonderfully thin as to essay an entrance or an